702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Maboja.
13 minutes to 2 o'clock, and we received the most interesting email from one of the listeners. We thought, hey, why don't we actually assist in this? And the person was sharing how they genuinely want to ask. They have seen people wearing red threads or strings on their wrists, and they don't know what it's for, what it means, and they weren't sure if it would be offensive to ask or not. So we thought, hey, let's bring in Siyabonga Mkhize, African spiritual advisor and MD of Umsamo Institute, to help us understand what the red string is all about. And if you are somebody who wears one and can share what your beliefs are in that regards, that you wear that red string or a thread on your wrist, give us a call, 011-883-0702, and the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Siyabonga, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebogile, and good afternoon to the 702 listeners.
I'm so excited for this conversation because I also sometimes find myself being curious about people but being too afraid to ask. And I think, you know, bringing in an expert like yourself that can advise, it makes it easier but helps all of us get an understanding on things that we may have been curious about, especially around potentially sensitive subjects like people's beliefs. So help us understand, what does this red string represent and who are the people who wear it and why?
Okay. So the red string or beads, they are general colors that have general meanings. So white is going to represent purity and cleanliness, whereas you've got yellow, which is going to represent prosperity, luck, and abundance. Yeah, well, so there are those kind of colors which have general meanings. But essentially, the purpose behind wearing beads is all about, one, the color arrangement, but two, where it is placed on one's body. So when you see that string or arrangement, that is typically where umuntu or a person would experience physical manifestations of a spiritual phenomenon. So if people complain about headaches or cluster headaches or constant migraines, then they would typically wear it around their head. If they were experiencing, you know, sometimes where there was lower back pain, difficulties with sitting or standing, difficulties with fertility or infertility, they would sometimes wear them around their waist. I heard someone complaining about their knees and the way in which their knees have degraded over time. Sometimes they would wear it around their knees as well. So to simply put it, these beads or these strings are what should be perceived as spiritual nourishment. This is what the spirit requires for balance, for alignment, in order to alleviate some sort of difficulty or pain. So I don't want people to be afraid to ask, and I think that we should encourage people to ask politely, because different people wear different colors for different reasons. And different colors resonate with different kinds of ancestors and different kinds of spirits. But I don't want to get too complicated, and I want to keep it as nice and simple and general as possible.
So let me then ask Siyabonga, when in the context that you're speaking of is specifically in African spirituality, so you're not speaking on, for example, I know there was a time where Madonna and Ashton Kutcher were wearing red strings on their wrists, and it became this new Hollywood thing that, no, that is to show that they are part of Kabbalah, which maybe then we'll take time to have another conversation around what Kabbalah is all about. So you're speaking specifically around African spirituality. Then which are the cultures that usually follow, you know, what you shared right now about the strings or the beads and the colors and what they represent?
So the beautiful thing about African spirituality is that it is not limited to race. It is also not limited to culture. In South Africa, well, from a company perspective, we've got white, black, Indian, all kinds of clients that have all used these beads. So African spirituality, that's why it's African spirituality. It's not Zulu, Tswana, Pedi. It's applicable, or anybody can engage with it. We just all engage with it differently. So AmaPedi, the way in which they, so their culture is how they explore their spirituality. AmaZulu, our culture, is how we explore our spirituality. But the principle, the overarching principle of African spirituality, right, and that context, everybody can engage with it.
Mm. So when you see, you know, because you spoke about it not just being on the wrist, right?
Yes.
You spoke about it being in other areas of the body, and you mentioned mm-hmm. the beads. When a baby has one around in their waist or their wrist, is there a different meaning to it?
Same meaning. So my daughter actually wore white beads around her waist. And the reason why she wore it at that time was because she's born with the spirit of her great-grandmother. So manje, because she's still a baby and she was very, very young, it was overwhelming her. Yeah, well, so she was experiencing difficulty sleeping. So the white beads gave her a bit of balance and alignment and alleviation of the spirit that she was born with, and she was able to sleep. Sometimes with other babies, it's for protection. So a lot of the times with babies, it's for protection because babies are the most spiritually vulnerable to inimoya, which would translate to spirits. Yeah, well, they are the most spiritually pregnant women and babies, especially in the first year, are the most spiritually vulnerable. So they will be the ones that we spend a lot of time protecting with different beads.
So then let me ask, you know, when you're speaking about the spiritual vulnerability, because you've touched on it, obviously many people be like, don't tell people you're pregnant.
Yes.
Don't post pictures. You know, when I posted pictures of my pregnancy, the messages in my inbox about be careful and all of those things, right? Now, if, especially for you as a spiritual advisor, if you are of the belief that you are protected, whatever that means, whether it's your ancestors or whatever, right? Why then would you still feel the need to add additional things like beads or like, for example, and I would still believe in a sage cleanse or umpepo cleanse or a salt cleanse.
Yes.
Even though I do believe I am protected, it's a rubber stamp. However, I'm the same person who didn't believe I needed to do anything when I was pregnant because
yes.
I just believe I'm protected. And I prayed and I'm good.
So, Rebogele, you have car insurance, correct?
Yes.
You have medical aid. Correct?
But I never want to use them. No, isn't that funny?
No.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes.
You have medical aid despite living as healthy as you possibly can.
Mm.
You know that you're a competent driver. Well, I hope you're a competent driver.
Yes.
But you have car insurance.
Mm.
Why? Because life can happen.
Mm.
There are going to be things that are outside of your control. There are going to be things that are outside that you do not have influence over.
Mm.
A healthy spirit doesn't necessarily mean that nothing is going to be formed against you.
Mm.
A healthy spirit means that things that can be formed against you, you will be able to overcome.
Mm.
Does that mean you won't experience some difficulties and hardships? No, you will. But a healthy spirit is the same way as a healthy immune system. You are able to recover and bounce back.
That is the
answer to your question.
There's a quick question that's come up on the WhatsApp line. It's not related to the red string, but I think they want to take advantage of you being here. They say, Lebogile, please could you ask your guest, what is his opinion on the idea that African spirituality is witchcraft as it is outlined in the Bible? Point of reference, mm-hmm. Leviticus 19, verse 31.
Okay, cool. So that would require a whole different interview on its own, but I'm just going to...
It's a short summary.
Yeah, short summary. African spirituality is a science, right?
Yes.
Where there is good, there will always be bad.
Mm.
Right? So the same science that gave us penicillin is the same science that gave us the atom bomb.
Mm.
You decide which end of the spectrum you would like to engage in, whether you want to go light or whether you want to go dark.
Mm.
Because the atom bomb is also a form of witchcraft in science.
Mm.
That is witchcraft,
mm.
right? We're just not calling it that. The atom bomb and nuclear warfare, as well as biological warfare, is witchcraft of physical sciences, right? So we need to, the term witchcraft can be applied to all sciences. If it is dark and evil, then it is witchcraft. African spirituality on its own has two sides.
I think you answered that very beautifully. And also, of course, again, it is about perspective, because even water that gives life can also kill.
Exactly.
Okay. I absolutely feel you on that. And I think on what you've shared around the red string, is there anything, does it make a difference whether it's beads or a string, as in is the one supposedly more powerful than the other or not?
Not necessarily. What is most powerful is what is most specific to you. So if you've been shown a red string, but instead you're putting on red beads, the red string is going to be far more effective, because that is your own specific tailor-made solution as opposed to the red beads.
Okay. I completely understand, and that makes sense, Siyabonga. I'm just trying to see, you know, this whole perspective about the African spirituality and the witchcraft. I do hope that we are able to make time to just engage that a little bit further. But I think what you shared was quite accurate, in the sense that every single, like, you've just piqued my interest around this, the science and the witchcraft, that even in science there is witchcraft. I cannot wait to speak to Dr. Chris, our resident science guru and expert professor there, to tell us all about that and what his thoughts are. Siyabonga Mkhize, thank you so much for coming to and engaging with us on that. And to all of you, if there is something you have seen that you are curious about, and maybe you think it might be too sensitive to ask, send us an email with all of the details. What is it that you saw? What is it that you'd like to ask? And we will do the homework of getting to explore what it could be about, and then bring the expert to share with all of you. And I think it'll go quite a long way in just us getting to understand one another a little bit better. And we are aware that the red string conversation today was around African spirituality, but we will take the time to also explore Kabbalah, where those individuals also wear red strings. The email address that you can use is 702afternoons@702.co.za, 702afternoons@702.co.za. Anything you're curious about, send us an email. What did you see? How did it pique your interest? Why were you maybe even afraid to go and ask about it? And we will get the expert to share all the details with you.